Galactic Guard Hotline, how may I direct your call?
Galactic Guard Hotline, this is Alan. What can we do for you?
You have reached Galactic Guard Headquarters.
Analyzing on Pigeon Land?
Please state the nature of your emergency.
Sounds suspicious to me.
I think that might be more a matter for the local
Galactic
authority.
Guard Headquarters, how may we be of assistance?
Thank you for your call.
Trouble in the space lanes? Input understood.
Phew! This is intense.
There's never a dull moment at the Galactic Guard Emergency Call Center, is there?
Ellen, there is a priority message from Daisy.
Daisy?
The junior squirrel who was doing the on-the-job training with Hannah Jo.
Well, she was with Hannah Jo and the others responding to a distress call from Kangaroo Land. Patch her through.
Alan, this is Daisy. Kangaroo Land was a trap, and Hannah Jo's missing.
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories. Episode 10.
Okay, Daisy, calm down and first things first. Are you safe?
I think so. This old lab has been deserted since the ambush, and the Johanna is parked nearby in stealth mode. But the others are gone. They went after Hannah Jo.
Explain it from the beginning, Daisy. According to the dispatch, you were called out to the lab of a Dr. Manga Kangaroo to respond to a distress call?
Yeah, but there was no Dr. Kangaroo. Just some kangaroo baddies. Here, I have a mission recording. Let me see if I can patch her through.
Okay, guys, move forward. Keep your eyes peeled for any trouble.
Hannah Jo, there are some very strange readings coming from this structure.
Ha!
Okay, hold it right there.
Looks like we found that trouble we were looking for.
You mean it found you, in the form of the dread space highwayman Pinocchio. Now, clear off. You've got no reason to be here.
I've got very good reason. We represent the Galactic Guard.
The anomalous readings are continuing.
Well, I guess you're right. We've got no choice but to surrender to whoever you are.
Who am I? My name is Hannah Jo.
Retrieve the target and retreat!
Daisy, get down!
Hannah Jo, are you okay?
You're under attack.
What happened to your voice?
Hannah Jo, that ship!
No, we can follow. Through that cargo hatch. And that's the whole thing. The others chased after Hannah Jo, but I followed Darby's orders and called you.
That was the right thing to do. So, it looks like the Dread Space Highwayman was behind the trouble on Kangaroo Land.
More than that, looks like Pinocchio is a kangaroo, and a short one at that. All those guys were no more than 2 feet tall.
Still taller than me. Okay, we're on our way, Daisy. Anything else we should know?
Well, I don't know if this is important or not, but after she was hit, sound like Hannah Jo's voice changed.
What, again?
Darby, the geographically challenged guinea pig, wake up!
F-23? Kid and Kamala? What happened? Where are we?
We're in the underbelly of that ship that took Hannah Jo. We managed to get in before it took off, but you were knocked out in the hubbub.
And Hannah Jo? What happened to her?
They took her, but carefully. We still do not know why. I am trying to get a read on her with my sensors.
Well, make it quick, F-23. I'm getting hairballs from all the dust down here.
I'm not sure that makes any sense, Kitty Kamala.
I am getting multiple life signs, mostly diminutive marsupials, but also one or more human beings.
Hannah Jo, quick, F-23, lead the way.
Okay, everyone. I've got the Laurel heading for Kangaroo Land, but the driving is a bit rough.
The Laurel?
Yeah. When we formed the Galactic Guard Defense Fleet, Hannah Jo decided to name the lead ships after your Johanna sisters.
I didn't even know we had a Galactic Defense Fleet.
Well, Hannah Jo didn't want to make a thing out of it, but at the same time, she knew we might run into situations where it was necessary. Like this one. I've got the whole fleet on standby. What do we have on Kangaroo Land, Lucinda?
It's a fairly unfancy world who seem to be forever on the verge of war with the neighboring Wallaby world over shrubbery rights. The distress call came from Giuseppe McPouch, the local leader. I'm trying to raise him on the radio now.
Fellow adventurers, this is it. There is a human life reading through this door.
Whoa, little cuddly animals and a robot. Really weird.
Hannah Jo!
Hannah who?
Hannah you! Are you okay? But your voice has changed.
Quick, get back inside before we are spotted.
Okay. Odd little one-eared robot rabbit thing.
That's F-23, Hannah Jo. Don't you know?
I'm afraid not. You know, the old memory is a bit spotty. Everything's feeling a little bit cuckoo. What did you say my name was again?
It's Hannah Jo. You're our friend.
But How do you know that, if you say my voice has changed?
Well, I can see you. I recognize you.
And you're saying I look like this Hannah Jo?
Of course.
Well then, you're in for a bit of a surprise. Follow me. Hi, girls. I'm back.
Good. I was getting worried.
Did you find out anything?
What?
Oh, you brought some friends.
This does not compute.
We
all look the same. Yeah, we picked that up as well. Strange, isn't it?
You all look the same, but sound different. Which one of you is Hannah Jo?
Hannah who?
Are you all suffering from amnesia?
You mean, can we all not remember anything? That's a yes.
But how did you all get here?
We're not sure. We all woke up just a little while ago in this room.
Some sort of complex laboratory.
There were some unpleasant-looking kangaroo guards standing around who were none too friendly, so,
We took care of them.
What does that mean?
Well, they're fine, but don't open the closet.
Darby, on this screen, there is a blueprint of the ship.
We need to make some decisions. No doubt these kangaroos are up to no good, and eventually they'll be back to check in on their, Hannah Jo's.
Well, obviously we need to know what they're up to. We should get to their control room and have a look around.
There is a large power reading coming from this big chamber in the back of the ship. Here, I would like to investigate that.
Yeah, that doesn't look like part of a ship's normal operation. We should check it out.
I think we should try to get to some sort of communications console. Maybe we could call for help.
According to this, there's a jamming field set up around the ship to prevent unwanted signals from getting out. We should find a way to shut it off. Then we can let Alan and the others know how to find us.
And I guess that leaves me to go with you, Hannah Jo number 3, I guess.
Call me Janet Jo.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll be Janet Jo. You can be Hannah J, and she can be Hannah Jojo.
Maybe not.
Let's get going, Hannah J. Keep each other updated by radio, but only when necessary.
Roger that, Darby. Follow me, Hannah Jojo.
Okie doke.
And off we go, little cat.
Kitten Kamala.
You know, this does seem familiar. Heading off, without really knowing where I'm going, being a bit confused in my memory.
Maybe that makes you the real Hannah Jo. She's lost her memory before.
Well, I don't know if we can really say that me remembering not remembering something is really much proof of anything.
I guess not. Uh-oh, look out! Into this closet, kangaroos!
Tell you, Joseph, this whole thing makes my prehensile tail quiver. I mean, it's one thing to terrorize the space highways, but quite another to threaten the whole world like this.
I hear you, Jo. But there's no time to worry about that right now. If we're late to our stations, Pinocchio will have our powerful hind legs.
Threaten a whole world? Well, that does sound serious.
They're heading toward the control room. Let's follow them.
Gently, gently, Hannah Jojo.
I'm being as gentle as I can. You're just about the heaviest robot rabbit I have ever lugged down a ladder.
Apologies, Hannah Jojo. I am capable of downward motion, but am unable to do so with the quietness that the circumstances call for.
Okay, is this the bulkhead you were talking about?
Affirmative. There are unusual energy readings coming from behind it. Let's see. Uh-oh. Do your organic eyes detect the same input as my ocular sensors?
I can only assume so, F-23. That's the biggest supply of reusable tectonic mines that I have ever seen.
There are enough here to sink all the continents of dozens of planets.
I guess that confirms that these kangaroos are up to no good.
Indeed.
In thought, word, and deed.
Got it, F-23. That sounds pretty bad. I'll check in again soon.
What's the story?
According to F-23, these kangaroos have stockpiled some pretty fearsome weapons. All the more reason that we get in touch with the Galactic Guard.
The who?
The Galactic Guard. That's the organization you started to keep the peace from world to world.
Keep the peace? What, with like soldiers and stuff?
Well, that's not the main idea. But we do have some weapons that we've gathered, just in case.
I think we need to get them here. If this isn't a reason to bring out a display of force, I don't know what is.
Keep low, Janna, Fanna, Bobana, Jo, whatever your name is. I think that's the control room.
Definitely, small gray cat. Now what are these characters up to?
Joseph! Jo! Get in here! You're late for your shift.
Oh, sorry about that, Pinocchio. Don't worry, it won't happen again.
It better not. If you cause our plan to ransom Wallaby World for every food pellet they have to be delayed, I'll have your small pointed ears.
That's their plan? Ransom Wallaby World for its riches? Is that what they're using all those mines we heard about for?
They're saying more, but I can't make it out. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Careful, they'll see you.
Look, our job is to find out their plans, right? Our friends are counting on us, so we don't have time to mess around. Keep out of sight, Cat.
Janet Jo, wait!
Hi, fellas. How's it going?
Whoa! Attention on deck!
Hello, boss. We weren't expecting you so earlier. I'd have prepared a bit more hoopla to greet you. Joseph, go find some hoopla!
Yes, well, that's very disappointing, as I'm sure you know. Maybe in the meantime you can give me a bit of an update with,
With the plan!
That's right, the plan.
The great plan!
Success to the great plan!
Yes, the really great plan. So, an update, if you don't mind?
Hello, friends. We have Chairman McPouch on the screen, and I must say he looks very fancy with his finery and luxurious hat.
Hello, everyone. What can I do for you?
Hello, Mr. Chairman. This is Alan of the Galactic Guard. We're looking for information about a distress call you recently sent out.
Distress call? Oh, yeah, sorry about that. False alarm. Big mistake. But no harm done, right?
No harm done? A bunch of our friends are missing. They're attacked by that Pinocchio guy.
Pinocchio? Oh, yes, he's a bad one, he is. Really bad. Bad, bad, bad.
Well, perhaps you could elaborate on his badness.
Oh, so bad. He's kept us as prisoners. Slaves. Hard labor. Living in fear. That's why we sent the distress call.
But I thought you said it was a false alarm.
Oh. Well, yes.
You know, if we're going to listen to stories like this, the least you could do is fancy them up a bit to make them more entertaining.
Well, if there was any trouble, I'm sure that it was because of that irritating Dr. Manga Kangaroo. She's a bad one as well.
But according to every report, Dr. Kangaroo is a brilliant scientist who is just trying to promote peace with Wallaby World.
Yes, she had a lot of odd ideas. When the council rejected her plan to reconcile with the unreasonable Wallabies, she pouted off and locked herself in her lab. To be honest, we're all kind of grateful. She doesn't really fit in around here.
Well, perhaps we'll know more when we arrive.
Arrive? You coming here? Oh, no. No, that won't be necessary. So far now, our local police can sort everything out.
Well, that may or may not be, but we still insist on checking it out ourselves. We'll see you soon. Laurel out.
What is she doing, Kid and Kamala?
I couldn't stop her, Darby. She just barged in there and started talking.
So let me get this straight. We're all set to embark on the great plan.
Success to the great plan!
Which involves you holding Wallaby Land, your despised neighbor, ransom with your weapons?
Down with the Wallabies!
But, you know, you're all kind of short. Are you sure you aren't all actually Wallabies?
That's preposterous! You know, I don't like the sound of this. If you're the boss, why do you need us to tell you about the plan?
And while you think about that, let's keep going with this review. You say you're waiting for a signal. What exactly is the signal going to be?
Quiet!
Come on, pop quiz! Who here understands the great plan the best?
Oh, pick me! Pick me!
Okay, you tell me about the signal.
Stop it! Boys, take her down to the brig until we know whether she's the boss or not.
Yes, sir!
Look, what's the problem? Either I'm your foe and at your mercy, or your friend and on your side.
You're being confusing, that's what you are.
You're the one who's confusing. You want to threaten one world one time? But I hear you have a whole cargo bay full of mines. What are they for?
That's all part of the boss's plan, right, Pinocchio?
Right, Joe. The boss ain't steered us
wrong
yet.
They keep talking about a boss. What are they getting at?
I think I know. It must be one of us. Don't you see? There's three of us. Three Hannah Joes, so you say. We can't all be real, can we?
And so, one of you is really the boss of all these kangaroos?
Maybe. Hey, Darby, look! A shuttle bay with lots of little ships, all of which, I bet, are outfitted with their own radios.
If we can just take one of them out of the ship, out of the jamming field, we just have to figure out how to get the shuttle bay doors open.
Hey, who's in there?
Uh-oh, Darby, company!
Stop.
I'll get the door!
Jane!
It's okay, it's just my shoulder, but I got the door closed!
We forced to use.
But there's no time to figure out how to open the shuttle bay doors automatically. You get to the shuttle, I'll stay and open out the doors manually.
But you'll be captured!
Fire that thing again!
There's no time! You have to call for help!
I'm on my way!
Just tune the radio into channel 4747. That's a standard emergency frequency for the Galactic Guard.
We're coming! Open the bay door!
One more black horn. We'll have that door down.
She's away. Now what do I do? Nowhere to hide.
Darby, up here. Huh? Through this ventilation shaft.
Didn't Kamala? But how did you find me?
I heard you were in trouble over the radio, so I smelled you out to rescue you. Come on, let's make tracks.
Aha! Door's open. Nobody in here. Weird.
F-23, look at this. These mines are not armed. They lack a charge of thermodestructo energy needed to prime their weapons.
But without that, they are just harmless little machines. That seems militarily unstrategic.
But over here, they have thermodestructo scooping technology. Very advanced. With this, they can collect the energy if they find a suitable supply.
That will not be easy. Such energy is strictly regulated. In fact, the Galactic Guard was recently entrusted with a supply which we are using to...
If these scoops come into range of enough energy, they will be able to absorb it and then use the tectonic shunts to channel it into the mines.
Hana Jojo, you seem remarkably well-versed in all this technology.
Maybe there's some way to sabotage these mines before they can arm them.
That is an excellent idea, extra-brainy Hana Jo. But not the mines. They have built-in defenses... But perhaps the scooping technology. All we have to do is... Oh, dear.
Look out, F-23! Get down! Ah!
Anna Jojo!
It's my leg! We have to get out of here!
Stop shooting me, fools!
Over here, F-23!
We can't damage the mine!
There's a special hidden service hatch!
Excellent! But how did you know where to find it?
I don't know. I think I just... remembered.
Calling emergency channel 4747. This is Hanjo calling for Alan.
This is Goldie. Alan's busy landing the ship. You don't sound like any Hanjo I know.
No, it's really me. My memory has been cloudy, but it's clearing up now. Here, let me patch in the visual. There, can you see me?
Hanjo, it is you. Are you okay? Where are you?
I'm orbiting Wallaby World in a shuttle. I'm injured, but not bad. Look, we've got real trouble. I need every weapon we've got here on the double.
Lucinda here, Hana Jo. I'll alert the fleet. They can be here in the hour.
Good. Tell them to zero in on my position and pick me up.
You know, it's not just the money. It's the ideology.
Yeah, I may be an assistant space highwayman in training, but I'm also a kangaroo. And if this is a chance to end our centuries-old blood feud with Wallaby World, then we're gonna take it. Now keep on moving to the brig.
You know, I don't think I can possibly be your boss, because I've got to assume that if I was, this whole plan would make more sense.
What do you mean?
Like I said, it's all those mines. What are they for? You only need, what, two or three to hold Wallaby World ransom? What are all the others for? To hold Wallaby World ransom again and again?
Yeah, I mean, that does seem confusing. But Pinocchio said the boss said...
And that's another thing. This mysterious boss. I think your boss wants to do more than just scare Wallaby
here
World.
Here you are, Lady the Brig.
I think he's taking advantage of the whole situation to amass power.
Hey, if what you say is true, do you think Pinocchio knows about it?
Maybe. Maybe he's in on it. Or maybe he's just stupid. Listen, I don't know if I'm Hana Jo, I don't think I'm your boss, but I'll tell you something. This great plan of yours spells out a whole lot of trouble for a lot of people. Now, if that bothers your ideology, then you've got to do something about it. You've got to let me go.
There it is, guys. Daisy! Daisy, are you there? Everything okay?
Alan, I'm glad to see you guys. It's been quiet since we spoke. Come in.
Okay, let's check this lab out. So what kind of scientist is this Dr. Kangaroo?
From what I've read, she's a genius at biochemical engineering, which sounds very fancy indeed. Look at this place. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm no biochemical engineer, but these notes seem to be about artificially growing organic material. Very complex stuff.
But look, if she's been here since the trouble of the council, then she hasn't been here alone. There are glass pallets everywhere in little takeaway containers.
I think she was being held prisoner here by those batty kangaroos. Look here, I found a room with all sorts of chains and locks.
But how could the local government not know something was going on here? We're just down the street from town.
Maybe they did. She wasn't popular, but maybe she still was valuable to them because of all her skill and knowledge. Maybe they were in on it.
Ah, okay. You guys in there? We've got to ship the Laurel, and you are surrounded. You need to come on out with your paws and flippers up.
Look out the window. We're surrounded by police kangaroos.
Hello, Chairman McPouch. How unexpected to see you here.
I told you not to come. You're meddling in stuff you don't understand.
Well, let me have a guess. You wanted to win a war against Wallaby World. Dr. Kangaroo wouldn't help, so you forced her to build something you needed and then hired the space highwayman Pinocchio to kidnap Hannah Jo as part of this crazy plan.
Okay, I guess you understand quite a bit. But it doesn't matter. Come out now or we open fire.
F-23, I have to rest. I'm not sure what's happening. I feel strange, but it doesn't actually hurt much. Almost like...
Wait, Hannah Jojo. My audio sensors are detecting someone coming.
F-23, Hannah Jojo.
Darby, Kitten Kamala, how did you find us?
I could smell you, F-23. That new motor oil you've been using is very distinctive.
Kitten Kamala has been tracking us all down. Okay, let's take stock. My Hannah Jo escaped off this ship and hopefully by now has summoned the Galactic Fleet, so help should be here soon.
My Hannah Jo was arrested, but she found out a lot about what was going on first.
And my Hannah Jo has mysteriously developed an advanced knowledge of engineering sciences.
Really?
It's more than that. I'm starting to remember lots of things, like my way around this ship, for example.
Well, that should be useful.
And more than that, I think I'm remembering that I'm not Hannah Jo.
Okay, Lieutenant, we've given him enough warning. Tell your men to...
Oh, Mr. Chairman!
It's the Penguin, sir.
My, your little marsupial militia really does look smashing in all its finery, doesn't it? Guns and bayonets and riot shields? Is this really all for us?
You just come out with your flippers and fancy bracelets up, lady. And your compatriots as well.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Big Scary Soldier. I'm right here.
We have decided that the least egregious of all possible paths before us was to capitulate to your demands. Take us away.
Hold on, men. This might be a distraction. Fan out and see if there are any more.
No, no, I assure you.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I got one over here.
Let go of me.
He was running, or rather hopping, away this direction. You Galactic Guard types think you're so smart, but you couldn't fool us.
I guess you're pretty proud of yourself, McPouch. Doing business with a notorious space highwayman like Pinocchio and kidnapping the leader of the Galactic Guard?
Don't judge me with those condescending rabbit eyes, rabbit. I'd do all that more if it means I had a shot of getting a leg up on Wallaby World. I'd do anything for my people.
You know what? I do understand. In a way, I'm the same. Now, Daisy.
Firing out.
What happened to all my militia officers?
Rendered unconscious, you might say, thanks to the precision stun beams on the Johanna, our camouflaged ship.
Yeah, you fell for a fake distraction and didn't notice the real distraction that allowed for our squirrel friend to get to our second ship.
Good shooting, Daisy. You officially graduate.
Wow, thanks.
Okay, McPouch, time to spill the beans. And I mean all of them.
Hold it. Before we go any farther... What do you mean you're not Hannah Jo?
It's simple, actually. I'm remembering it all now. I'm actually a kangaroo.
What?
Oh, That is obviously absurd. My sensors cannot detect any readings from you that would indicate anything so ludicrous.
That's just it, F-23. The technology was designed to fool even sensors like yours.
What technology? Designed by who?
Designed by me. My name isn't Hannah Jo or Hannah Jojo. It's Dr. Manga Kangaroo.
Manga Kangaroo? It was at your lab that we were ambushed.
I know. They'd been holding me prisoner, forcing me to work on this disguise so that their boss could try replacing Hannah Jo. I started to remember when I was shot, but yet didn't feel any pain. I'm not a human being at all, but a kangaroo wearing a complex biosynthetic chemical simulacrum.
Okay, that's just weird. Can you prove this?
Well... Don't let me say I didn't warn you. The biosynthetic chemical simulacrum was designed to be removed with a simple pulse signal. And back to me, Dr. Manga Kangaroo.
That was gross. You just dissolved away.
And revealed a kangaroo inside. I would not have expanded my programming to include that possibility if I had not firsthand detected it with my ocular sensors.
Why would they kidnap you? And then let you make a suit that makes you look like Hannah Jo.
They didn't. They wanted one for their boss.
Their boss? Who's this boss they keep talking about?
I don't know. I never saw her. But they had me design this thing so it would form around any life form. Of course, I wanted to stop them, but there wasn't much I could do. But at the last minute, I managed to get the machine to create a simulacrum around me at the same time as the boss. But somehow, That interference caused some sort of feedback which made us lose our memories.
Okay, that's all very strange. But clearly we can all see you're a kangaroo. So we'd better get back to the business at hand. We still need to...
Wait, someone's coming.
Are you sure we should be doing this, Joseph?
Come on, Skippy, you already agreed. There's no time to waste.
That's our friend Hannah Jo, maybe.
Hold her right there, you guys.
Hey, little cat friend.
None of us are going anywhere until we sort this out.
Welcome aboard the Alyssa, Hannah Jo. Sorry it took us so long to find you.
Seems to me like you've made good time,
Commander Ferd, we met on, it's time we stopped worrying about ourselves and started taking an interest in Galactic Affairs world. You know, back when it was called...
That's okay. My memory's still a little muddy. Is the whole fleet here? Have them fall into formation and let's go deal with this kangaroo threat.
Yes, ma'am. Signal the fleet. We're moving forward.
Aye, sir.
One thing, Commander. I want us on silent running. We don't want that enemy ship to get wind of us prematurely and take off.
You sure, Hannah Jo? That will mean our shields will be down.
That's a necessary risk, Commander. But we can't let those kangaroos get away. Now signal the fleet, silent running.
Very well.
Commander, incoming priority message from Kangaroo Land. It's Alan.
Commander Fur, this is Alan on the Johanna.
Radio silence, Commander.
But Hannah Jo, it's Alan.
Timing is critical, Commander. We'll contact him as soon as the operation is complete. Radio off.
Well, that was abrupt.
Huh. I guess Hannah Jo would have a good reason for cutting us off like that.
Huh? What are you talking about? That wasn't Hannah Jo. Yes, it was. What are you talking about? I heard Hannah Jo's voice changing before she went unconscious, and she did not sound like that. I'm telling you, that was not Hannah Jo.
Anyway, that's the whole story. This friend of yours has got us convinced that the boss and maybe Pinocchio are together up to no good.
I mean, we all knew we were up to no good. But I mean, really up to no good.
But their minds are only useful if they can get them armed with this thermo-destructa-who's-it energy you keep talking about.
But that material is strictly regulated. I know of no significant supplies that are out of Galactic Guard control.
Well, maybe that's it. The boss, whoever she is, had me kidnapped and working like a slave so she could disguise herself as Hannah Jo and take charge of the Galactic Guard.
Oh no! I know what it is! Hannah Jo has been working on a way to find more productive uses for the thermo-destructo energy.
Such as what?
Engines! Engines for the Galactic Guard fleet!
We're approaching the coordinates, Hannah Jo. We have the kangaroo ship on our sensors. Should we raise shields?
Not yet. Let the fleet get closer.
Commander, our ship's engines are losing power!
Shields up!
It's too late! The engine's energy is completely drained!
Alert the fleet! Get us out of here!
The whole fleet's having the same issue! We're trapped!
It's happening! They're operating their energy scoop! The mines are being armed!
Darby, I am getting an incoming message from Alan. That thermo-destructo absorption process must be disrupting the jamming field. Perhaps it is a result of the power surge that would be necessary.
Never mind that now, F-23. Put him through! Alan, come in!
Alan here, Darby. What's your status?
Our status is really bad! Criminal kangaroos are about to be armed with the weaponry to destroy multiple worlds.
If we don't do something now, then Wallaby World is doomed.
The fleet, Ellen! We've got to raise the fleet!
Hannah Jo, what do we do?
Keep cool, Commander.
But the thermo-destructo energy in our engines is completely gone.
Commander Fern, this is Darby.
And Alan.
Darby and Alan. We're getting two simultaneous signals.
What? I thought I ordered radio silence.
I don't know. They somehow operated the priority override.
Good job, F-23.
Listen, Commander, you're being deceived. That woman with you is not Hannah Jo.
Ignore them. They've obviously been compromised.
Dr. Kangaroo, activate the signal.
Activated. One biosynthetic simulacrum deactivated.
What?
Hannah Jo, she just sort of melted.
It wasn't Hannah Jo. It's the boss of these kangaroos in a complex biological disguise. Who was inside?
There wasn't anyone inside. It was just empty.
Commander, escape pod launching. One life form aboard. Designation indistinct.
It was her. Somehow she got off.
Thermo-destructo energy has been fully absorbed. The great plan nears its completion.
Pinocchio, this is the boss. My cover is blown.
No matter. We're loading the energy into the mines now. 60% armed and rising. Where are you? We'll pick you up.
No, I'm fine in my escape pod. Don't delay. The fleet may get their engines working again. Destroy Wallaby World now!
Huh? I thought we were just threatening Wallaby World.
Don't be ridiculous. You're thinking far too small.
You again!
The plan was never about Wallaby World. It was never about shrubbery rights. It's not even about you, Pinocchio. It's about your boss, whoever she is, mounting up power.
Joseph, Joe, what are you doing? Did you let her out of the brig?
Listen to her, Pinocchio. She makes a lot of sense.
Once those mines are charged, your boss will have the means to threaten the whole galaxy, and nobody will be able to stop them, not even the Galactic Guard.
Ha ha! That's right! And the space lanes will be mine!
You think this mystery boss really cares about space lanes? Or are you just as much a dupe as Chairman McPouch?
Mine's fully armed, sir!
You use McPouch. The boss used you. Don't fall for it, Pinocchio.
Enough talk. Launch the mines at Wallaby World. 2-minute timer!
Don't do it, Pinocchio. It's a big mistake.
Launch!
Mines away!
Oh, Pinocchio. I'm afraid that was the wrong choice.
Pinocchio! Something is wrong!
What is it?
The timer has been activated, but the mines, they're still on board the ship!
And now for my next trick, I think we will abandon ship.
Darby, Kit and Kamala, I take it that you did it?
We did! We couldn't sabotage the mines or the scooping technology.
But the cargo bay doors where their mines are stored? That's another matter!
Quick, into this escape pod! I think we've only got about 1 minute before the whole ship blows!
Alan, the kangaroo ship exploded! There are dozens of escape pods!
Quick, scan for life forms. Look for our friends.
There's a pod being pushed past Wallaby World. I'm leading a rodent, a feline, a marsupial, and a robo on board.
Well, that's them! Activate the tractor beam. Johanna calling escape pod, 160501. Come in.
I am afraid we are doomed, friends. We will end up floating off into the eternal emptiness of open space with no hope of...
Settle down, L23. That's Alan on the radio.
Hold on, everybody. We're bringing you on board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what about Hannah Jo? Do you have her?
Well, boys, I didn't really expect to gain you two as allies, but I am grateful.
Yeah, this has been a strange day. Do you think Pinocchio got away too?
Well, he's always been a slippery one, so probably. And the boss, too.
You guys can't tell me anything about this boss? You never saw her?
Sorry, we took our orders from Pinocchio.
Oh, well, I'm sure she'll turn up again someday.
So does that make you Hannah Jo, then? The real Hannah Jo?
It seems that way, by process of elimination, anyway. Not that I can remember. It sounds like the others got their memories back when their similar crumblies were injured. Yet they didn't feel pain. I don't have that luxury.
So, what are you gonna do now?
What can I do? What can anyone do but keep doing what they believe in? I don't remember Hannah Jo, but from what I've heard, she's into the same things that I am. Making friends and helping people. All in all, not a bad way to spend your time, right?
This is the Johanna, calling shuttle 290869. Is that you, Hannah Jo?
That's what they tell me. Who's this?
This is Daisy. I'm glad to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be heard. Can you, give us a lift?
We've got you, Hannah Jo. It was a bit tricky picking you out of all of the 50 escape pods, but fortunately, you were the only human of the whole lot.
We're looking forward to having you back on board.
Well, truth be told, I guess I am too. I'm looking forward to making all of your acquaintances all over again.
This has been the Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 10. Starring Andrea Lysagong, Krista Watson, Laura Lutkin, Ben McClure, Anas Erickson, Rod Lobaugh, Joshua Lohmeyer, Alyssa McClure, Jessica Erickson, Chris Adams, Johanna McClure, Laurel McClure, Jenny Hinspeeder, and Nadine Reimer. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production. Oh, sure!